I am loving.
I am fabulous.
I am beautiful.
I am saved.
I am a victor.
I am faithful.
I am devout.
I am accepted.
I am a Christian. I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
I am MCC.
I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
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 A reading from the Gospel according to John, chapter 1, verses 1 to 4, and verse 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through Him, and without Him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in Him was life, and the life was the light of all people. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen His glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. In these human words, God's Word is heard. From a historical standpoint, we really don't know the sexuality of Jesus and many other things. And it is futile to try to know because there is really no way of knowing. But it is also because of this that Marcella Alfaus Reed, a famous feminist queer theologian, argued and encouraged people, especially queer people, to imagine Jesus Christ as a queer person. After all, Jesus of Nazareth, it has and continues to be viewed historically as a social nonconformist, and also to some as a transgressive prophet. We may then consider to transpose that nonconformity to the sexuality and gender identity of the Christ of faith. In the simplest of ways, Marcella challenges queer people and the church itself. Can we imagine Christ as a queer person who transgresses all our norms and expectations? After all, biblically speaking, the 25th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew declares that Christ continuously becomes flesh in hungry, sick, and naked bodies of the oppressed. The Apostle Paul also explains in Galatians chapter 5, verse 20, and in his other letters that it is not I who live, but Christ who lives in me. Every individual is both an embodiment of Christ and a member of the bigger body of Christ, the Ecclesia. Christ is reborn and always becoming flesh in our bodies and our embodied communities. Over the last 2,000 years, and especially in the last 200 years, marginalized sectors and whole nations once colonized have reclaimed and reimagined Christ as one of their own. Recently, Pope Francis himself asks all of us to see the face of Christ in the face of immigrants and refugees. Like the slaves of the South in the 1700s, and the Filipinos, past and present, who see themselves in the image of the suffering Black Nazarene, LGBTQI+ Christians must also reclaim and reimagine Christ as incarnated in their own engendered bodies. If Christ was reborn and embodied among the African slaves longing for emancipation, if Christ is reborn and embodied among the colonized Filipinos seeking freedom, so too is Christ reborn and embodied in every gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, intersex, queer, asexual, gender fluid, and gender nonconforming persons. Even among the heterosexual and mainstream Christians, Marcella also encourage them and insist upon reimagining Christ as a person embodied with sexuality and gender identity. Too often the church have imagined and therefore proclaimed an impotent Christ, stripped of any kind of human intimacy, emotion, and longing. Too often and too much, we only see and hear about a Christ who is white, meek, and cold. Reclaiming the fullness of Christ's flesh in our humanity includes not only the body that is hungry, thirsty, or in pain, but also bodies of desire, intimacy, and sexuality. It is an act of transgressive love. Love for others and for ourselves to reimagine and reclaim Christ in the flesh of marginalized sectors, including queer people. But so much with theological talk. In our present context of struggle with the COVID pandemic, this also means that God, through Christ, is present today in various situations and circumstances. Christ in the flesh means Christ is also suffering and struggling at this very moment. Christ in the flesh means Christ is embodied in every COVID-infected person isolated right now. Persons longing for their loved ones and their loved ones longing for them. Christ in the flesh is embodied in every couple and family who are currently separated by distance and quarantine rules. Christ in the flesh is embodied in every young LGBTQI plus person trapped in homophobic and transphobic households during this pandemic. Christ in the flesh is every worker, talent, and personnel of ABS-CBN, many of which are LGBTQI persons. Christ in the flesh is every woman and child experiencing greater domestic violence and rape by vicious husbands, partners, and other relatives. Ang Diyos na nagkakatawang tao kay Kristo ay ang Diyos na nagkakatawang tao sa bawat isa. Sa bawat isa sa atin, anuman ang kasarian o sexualidad. Diyos sa katawan ni Kristo ay ang Diyos sa katawan ng bawat isa sa atin. Napapagod, natatakot, nalulungkot, nahihirapan, nasasaktan, umiiyak, at humihingi ng tulong at awa. Kaya hindi bulag o bingi ang Diyos sa mga nararanasan ng nakararami at sa nararanasan ng mga LGBT. Pagkat nararanasan din niya ang lahat ng iyan sa pagkatao at katawan ng bawat bata, matanda, babae, lalaki, bakla, lesbian, transgender at ano paman at sino paman. Gayunpaman, meron pa rin namang pag-asa. Meron pa rin liwanag gaano man ito kaliit. May pagkilos ang Espiritu ng Diyos sa mga katawan at komunidad natin. God in the flesh of Jesus is God's embodiment in every scientist and medical researcher who are trying their best to develop a vaccine the soonest possible time. God in the flesh of Jesus is the embodiment of frontliners, of medical frontliners, serving courageously, exhausted and yet still serving people who are sick. In the same way, Christ in the flesh is every good person doing an act of kindness during this pandemic. Christ in the flesh is every person, despite struggling themselves, sharing generously to others. Christ in the flesh is embodied in every friend or colleague who checks on you and listens to you and offers help. Christ in the flesh is Christ embodied in every church or faith community who continues to offer hope, comfort, and healing during this time of uncertainty and rising tyranny. Christ in the flesh is every LGBTQI plus person who participated and contributed during this Pride Month, the past Pride Month of June, and all other months of the years, keeping the advocacy and activism alive. Christ in the flesh is every queer person bravely coming out and telling their stories. Christ in the flesh is every trans woman or trans man becoming the person that they truly are. Christ in the flesh is embodied in every gay man or lesbian woman daring to love, courageously loving as they are. Christ in the flesh is every person living with HIV, fighting for a better and healthier life. Christ in the flesh is Christ embodied in every activist, advocate, and every person who are doing their part in resisting and fighting against the recently signed terror law and holding government accountable for its pandemic response. Christ among us is Christ in the flesh of every Filipino standing up against the dark powers and principalities of our land. Kasama natin si Kristo sa ating mga pinagdadaanan pagkat kasama natin ang isa't isa. Christ always becoming flesh in the multiplicity of engendered human bodies. This is the queerness of God embodied in the queerness of Jesus Christ, who in turn is embodied in each one of us. It is in the perpetual embodying and becoming that Christ is transgressive and revolutionary. It is in this persistent embodying and becoming that Christ continues to express His love in concrete ways. It's in Christ's embodying and becoming through each one of us that Christ is indeed queer and queering always. So whether you like it or not, we affirm Jesus is queer. Nawa ang Kristong nagkakatawang tao ay samahan tayo sa ating mga hirap at pinagdadaanan, sa ating mga saya at tagumpay. Nawa samahan niya tayo sa ating mga pakikibaka at paninindigan. Gayon din nawa tayo rin, ay maging katawan ni Kristo na nakikiisa sa lungkot, ligaya, at pakikibaka ng iba. In the name of Jesus, queer Christ, and all that is loving and holy, Amen.